Robots won't merely attenuate the need for human intimacy and thus the use of love for instrumental purposes. They also seem to have attractions as companions in their own right. So far, the most sophisticated social robots are those developed to ease the loneliness of the elderly. At least some people find these companion robots more attractive than humans. They are more straightforward to relate to and less demanding than ordinary humans. But it seems to me that even in the most intimate sphere and for mentally and physically healthy individuals in the prime of life, robots may eventually become more attractive than humans as companions. I think the key innovation of robot lovers will be in pretending. Specifically, robots will be designed so as to allow their human owners to pretend that they are loved, and everyone wants to be loved.
Welcome to the Facebook Super Special, where we'll be hacking into Facebook accounts all night, stealing people's mail, deleting life events, and causing general status mayhem. Everyone, put on your LCD t-shirts and brainwave interface visors for maximum integration. Now, log in for a flogging. Now we are hacking into the random citizen Facebook accounts. What do we see? Image generator post about genitalia and alcohol. LOL. Dr. Aquino bet me that the first thing we'd see would be viral cacodiles, and he was wrong. I win. I win the noose used to hang Saddam's body double. Very good. Now, what else do we see? The usual amount of watered-down political dissent reduced to mundane sloganeering. That's good to see. Nice and diffused. Citizens remarking in poor linguistics about sports teams. Image files of parents and their generic spawn. No one ever cares about these posts, but we index them for facial recognition systems. You see one infant, you see them all. Let's leave a humorous comment. What a waste of bandwidth. LOL. More will to the political dissent. They still support the system either which way. What choice do they have? I suppose there's always the freedom and liberty of wheeling around a shopping cart full of pop cans. Okay, commercial break, then back for more.
New college students to refurbish their...
When morning comes in the middle of the night... It affects your entire day. To get a good night's sleep, try two-layer Ambien CR. The first layer dissolves quickly to help you fall asleep. And unlike other sleep aids, a second dissolves slowly to help you stay asleep. When taking Ambien CR, don't drive or operate machinery. Sleepwalking and eating or driving while not fully awake, with memory loss for the event, as well as abnormal behaviors such as being more outgoing or aggressive than normal, confusion, agitation, and hallucinations may occur. Don't take it with alcohol, as it may increase these behaviors. Allergic reactions such as shortness of breath, swelling of your tongue or throat may occur, and in rare cases may be fatal. Side effects may include next day drowsiness, dizziness, and headache. In patients with depression, worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur. If you experience any of these behaviors or reactions, contact your doctor immediately. Wake up ready for your day. Ask your healthcare provider for two-layer Ambien CR.
Physically, this would require robots to look enough like a person, not even a very perfect replica, for humans to relate to. Cognitively, or rather algorithmically, this would require robots to simulate the perfect lover, that is, the perfect worshiper. This lover asks you about your day in a voice that suggests they actually want to hear about it. Whether or not this is a sad commentary about one person's take on what meaningful connection entails, this type of interest does not yet appear to have the widespread acceptance that it would take to become reality in a physical or social sense. And there are already robots with biological brains that mix biological and technological parts. There has been an ongoing move to create humanoid robots that can be more than simply mimic human ability and behavior. Attention is being paid to the social aspect as well. With the rapid advances made in the realm of 3D printing, they would likely begin by printing out their progeny, or perhaps would breed at the molecular level through their silicon and carbon makeup. Incidentally, the organic component of this is also being researched by geneticists as downloadable DNA via our own human internet. This all does begin to sound quite human, as we naturally wish that our own children become healthier, more intelligent, and longer-lived versions of ourselves.
LOL. You see a fun memory. I see human organs that could be sold in the Philippines. Anyways, what else do we see? What citizens had for dinner? You know, that reminds me. Dr. Quino and I, we've had this long-running and ongoing conversation concerning just why it is that the citizens feel compelled to publicly announce the meals they ingest. Moreover, neither one of us can determine the answer. Not only do they announce the foods, other citizens will finger-click the Roman I like button in response. A riddle indeed. Alright, onward we go. Into the bowels of Facebook. Random phones reporting locations automatically. Like anyone other than CIA database cares. More useless toddler pics. Let's delete those. And replace them with autopsy photos. Ah, I see. This is the toddler's own account. Created and managed by his parents for him until he is old enough to take over the account. Keep in mind that all my remarks are being made during the Roman year of 2012. So when you citizens of the so-called future watch me and LOL at how ridiculous I sound, remember, there was a time when all information was not instantly accessible to anyone, anywhere, anytime. Google-eye the retired term privacy. Access conceptual articulation app. Extrapolate and integrate. You'll know the context in which I speak then, and find it quasi-humorous as well. Anyhow, this is the Facebook that citizens join voluntarily. Most of them have no Facebook birthing records, unlike all of you who have three-dimensional retinal video implants and have all watched the nanocam in your mother's uterus become layered in semen excretions from your father's penis nanocam upload. In M4V format, of course. Now obsolete, of course. Just like me, of course. LOL. Alright, another commercial break.
If your racing thoughts keep you awake, sleep is here on the wings of Lunesta. And if you wake up often in the middle of the night, rest is here on the wings of Lunesta. Lunesta helps you fall asleep and stay asleep so you can wake up feeling rested. When taking Lunesta, don't drive or operate machinery until you feel fully awake. Walking, eating, driving, or engaging in other activities while asleep without remembering it the next day have been reported. Abnormal behaviors may include aggressiveness, agitation, hallucinations, or confusion. In depressed patients, worsening of depression, including risk of suicide, may occur. Alcohol may increase these risks. Allergic reactions such as tongue or throat swelling occur rarely and may be fatal. Side effects may include unpleasant taste, headache, dizziness, and morning drowsiness. Ask your doctor if Lunesta is right for you. Get Lunesta for a $0 copay at Lunesta.com. Sleep well on the wings of Lunesta.
So when the military is flying over your neighborhood looking for thermal activity so it knows where all the people are so it can bomb them into oblivion, you'll remain hidden. It blocks all wireless signals from entering and exiting the cave. So if that pesky drone hunting you down is looking for you by your phone's GPS, it won't be able to find you.
There is a parallel, ongoing mission to further develop an emotional connection between robots and humans. For example, how many of us feel that our computational devices are now integral to our social lives and work? I would be dishonest to say that the computer on which I'm typing these words and communicating with other individuals is not an essential part of my life. And I love having that ability. However, what about real love? The love we have towards family, friends, and the intimacy with partners or spouses. This is where the slope begins to get slippery. One study had 14 participants watch videos that showed a human, a robot, and an inanimate object being treated in either an affectionate or in a violent way. Researchers found that people displayed similar neural activation patterns for affection across the spectrum, indicating the potential for an empathetic reaction towards a non-human. So then we take it one step further. Would humans really want to have sex with robots? And if so, would they be willing to create a hybrid species? If we go beyond the merely prurient area of mechanical sex devices and look at the possibility for a genuine emotional relationship, it seems that such an interest is developing.
The problem with this technique is that it is extremely difficult to place each cell exactly on the right connection point. They printed a pattern on the chip with a product that the brain cells love to eat. While consuming the product, the cells get stuck to the right spot and their tentacles are guided by the pattern.
Anyways, life events. Mommies and babies. I never would have guessed. Dr. Quino and I enjoy laughing at useless breeders. He compares them to a set of blank dominoes. Faceless, bland, useless. Succession of mindless obedience to primitive, obsolete, hormonal drives. If they were ever to have a grasp in logic and logistics, their immediate reaction would really be to start their vehicle in their garage and simply wait for science to do its job. Now, I know it is illegal to have thought patterns, but if you're logged into my direct feed, the emotional satellites will be unable to register you for the time being, so feel free to LOL. But I remind you, if you do not self-taser once this broadcast completes, you will be detected. Simply perform a trauma rinse and you'll be alright. Anyways, we have returned like the Dark Ages. Now back to boring mothers clinging to their cadaverous youth and their albatross infants who may as well never have been born. But the mothers need to follow their conditioning to gratify themselves with babies. Convinced that since this sucking, screaming, needy thing needs me so much, that I surely am so important when the truth of the matter is, there's more value in their internal organs on the international marketplace than in any aspect of their myopic lives.
So you might want to check out the privacy gift shop for your own anti-surveillance accessories.
Human as a design is a wonderful design, but humans as a design have some faults. One fault is we were not designed for the modern age. The industrial age has equipment moving faster than we are, and equipment that's very largely crushes us. So we were designed with an endoskeleton, meaning our bones on the inside, with our soft tissue on the outside. The world would be better for us now if we had our bones on the outside like an exoskeleton. So we were like a beetle.
Post-human, I think, will be post-biological. By that I mean that it'll be a gradual process. There won't be any sudden transition to a different form. I think we'll gradually integrate more and more technology into our bodies. We'll be replacing our organs with more efficient organs. We'll gradually replace this neural tissue because it dies off after a while. It's easily subjected to chemical damage. So eventually I think we'll replace our brain cells with essentially computerized parts. They'll be much more efficient, much more powerful.
More advanced prosthetics in the years to come. Eventually we'll have entirely prosthetic bodies.
He implanted it in mice and continued his experiments until he had a mouse of which only the brain cells were fluorescent.
Thousand measures of millions. All Say what?